M-R-I-S. It's where the stars live. My hands up to the stars. Jennifer Lopez.
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
The Black Eyed Peas.
Good to be back in Dubai. My hands up
to the stars. Vin Diesel, are we going to get you back here in the Middle East?
Yes, I'm dying to come here. First of all, I was able to hang out with a liger, which is pretty spectacular.
The Chris Fade Show.
It's where the stars live.
Awesome show, guys.
Say, you guys show rock.
We love you guys.
The show must never end.
We're on.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning, 6:01 Wednesday, Jan 26. Across the UAE, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, Rossi. Good morning, Pretty.
Good morning. There's so many things happening today.
Now, listen, is it Republic Day?
It's Indian Republic Day. It's Australia Day.
It's Australia Day if you're celebrating.
It's your sister's birthday.
My sister's birthday.
It's my mom's birthday.
Wow, well done, Pretty. Look at
so
you.
What's going happening on? I don't know why.
So
I
How do I remember these things?
I think maybe India Republic Day, and then you remember Australia Day, then you remember
it's
the birthdays.
It's a domino effect.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a domino effect. Well, yeah. If you're celebrating a birthday today, or you're celebrating anything today, I hope you have a beautiful and a perfect Wednesday morning. Now it's Hump Day. Today is Hump Day.
Today is Hump Day.
We are at halfway throughout the week.
That's correct.
Again, it's my first week back here in the UAE, so I'm adjusting to this Sunday to from Sunday to Thursday to Monday to Friday.
I still think it's going to take a few more weeks, Chris.
I'm not there yet.
This is week two, and I still
like I'm ready to wind down here.
No.
Oh no.
And I can't, right?
No, not yet. Yeah.
I just found out that my clock on my car is somehow now 6 minutes shorter.
Oh no, that's the worst.
So I was really just hanging out in my car just downstairs now.
Chilling.
Yeah, I was just chilling, and then I realized I looked at my watch and on my phone. I went, oh, hold on a second. So I raced up here, and then I realized, okay, we're good to go. Well, listen, we've got a great show,
yeah.
a fantastic show. If anyone went to the Black Eyed Peas show last night and you're up and about, I'd love to hear from you because I heard that was amazing at Expo last night.
I was watching it on the stream, on the website.
Yeah.
It looks so good. I mean, what a legendary band
these guys are, right?
So
if you went to the show, get in contact with us. We have more than, 10,000 dirhams cash to give you the pop quiz returns, which is going to be super cool as well, obviously. I'd love to give it away in our first week, if possible.
Ooh.
We like animals on this show. We love animals. We all have pets. However, Rossi, there is something that's going on with your tortoise, which I'm worried about here.
I keep forgetting that you have that.
So do I.
I never, for some reason, living in the UAE, a lot of people have a tortoise as a pet. When did this happen? I know four people that have pet tortoises.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a trending thing?
No, low maintenance.
Okay. I've had huge issues with my bank. And I want to go through it because
Is this technology related?
Somewhat.
Oh, gosh.
I'll explain more coming up. Gossip as well. We'll check that in the next 25 minutes.
Adele in tears during Las Vegas rehearsals. I have the details for you.
Hopefully it's all good. All right. Nala's in studio too, ready to take your calls. Eddie's there as well. Phone guy, Eddie. We're all good to go. Call us right now. Be our first caller of the morning. I'd love to talk to you. What are you up to? Where are you going? What are you doing? Let's have a chat. All right. 0487155444. That's our number in the studio. You can call it. Or you could even WhatsApp it. 0487155444. Call me. Let's go. Come on. We had an issue with our phone. It's fixed now. So we need our first caller.
Whose fault is it?
I think it might have been my fault. I had shut the system down. 0487155444. Call me right now. I want you on the show. Actually, maybe the phones aren't actually on. That's what I'm trying to work out now. We've got this new WhatsApp line, which is so cool, by the way. I love that. Mm-hmm. We're receiving thousands of messages every day. So we've connected our WhatsApp line to our regular phone number here at Virgin Radio.
So you just save our regular number, 0487155444.
But I'm just not 100% sure that it is on right now. So if you can call us, I'm going to be using you not only to chat to you, but I would like to see you just testing those phones.
Before we make that IT phone call.
Yeah, it's 6:07 in the morning. We're just like, it's our early morning crew family. Like, we're all just together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we'll test that up. It's not as cold this morning, is it?
I thought it was colder.
Really? I didn't think it was too cold this morning.
You're also wearing a beanie.
Yeah, but I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt. Like, I'm just keeping the essentials warm, which is the head.
Yeah.
You know,
there was a lot of dew. What do you call it? Condensation.
Yeah.
Mo.
Hello.
Mate, you got to turn the radio down when you call us, though, because that's what happens.
I did.
How are you, man? Okay, so it's working. This is great. Phones are working. Thank you.
Yes, it is. How are you?
Yeah, good, man. Can't complain. I'm getting used to this Monday to Friday business because it's Wednesday right now, and I realize we've still got 3 more days to go.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not getting used to it yet.
Yeah, no. Did you, you obviously started working from week one, January 1st?
Yes. Yes.
What do you do? Can I ask?
Well, I work with the Rock Exhibition Center, Russell Kamer Exhibition Center.
Oh, that's cool.
Great. Oh, what about Russell Kamer yesterday? Their big announcement, opening up the Wynn Hotel.
I can't comment on that right now.
What do you mean? Is it? Well, it was everywhere in the news. Like, as in it was.
I know.
Oh, you think?
Well, let's see how it goes.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, yeah. Maybe they jumped the gun. Maybe they reported it too early.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see.
I was Australia.
What a change of subjects.
Topic change.
What a change of subjects. Australia was amazing. Really, really nice to go home. See the family. Obviously got COVID, and that was a bit of a negative on the whole thing, but it was good, man. Just
How's your niece? We loved your niece, yeah. So
Malik,
seeing all your videos, my
little nephew Malik. Yeah, I know. I fell in
such a cutie.
Fell in love with him, man. It's hard. I miss him every day. But it's what we got to do. What we got to do, living away.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm repeating myself twice. I'm repeating myself twice.
Yeah. Once more.
Everything I'm saying twice. I'm going to say it twice.
Chrissy, okay. Two times.
Muhammad, thanks, man. Have a great morning. Drive safe, all right?
You too. Cheers, mate. Cheers.
See you, mate. Okay. All right. Well, I love you guys because you're all called in because you wanted to test if our phones were, and
thanks,
they are
guys.
All. Is it Aparna? Aparna?
Yeah, Aparna.
Aparna.
How are you?
I'm good. Good to get connected. I've tried so many times. It's a good day.
It is a good day. What are you doing at 10 past 6 this morning?
I'm going to go fill fuel in my car because after that I have to drop my son to the school. So I'm just
going
to go fill.
Look at Mom. How come you wouldn't just put him in the car and then just do it on the way to school? Like, why are you doing 2 trips?
No. So actually I got up late and it's my birthday as well.
It's your birthday today?
Birthday.
What a gift. Mum gets to wake up and go get gas in the car. Yeah. Happy birthday, Mum. Hey. Happy birthday, Mama.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That's so good. What are you celebrating it? Is anything going on?
Nothing going on at the moment, but last night my family cut a cake for me. They woke me up at 12.
How old is your son?
He's in year 12, so he's 17.
Okay. Oh, tickets to Madagascar, but I don't think he'd...
Well, you can send her like a CAFU voucher if
the
you want.
The share rewards. Okay. Listen, what I'm going to do, we've got a competition coming up in about 30 minutes here. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get you on so we can give you this prize because it's your birthday. Okay. You need something for your birthday. Can't just happen.
Thank
can't
you.
Be going to get gas in the morning and go get petrol.
That can't be.
We've got to change that. Okay. So we're going to put you on hold. We'll grab your number. We've got this competition coming up and then I'll get you back on and hopefully you'll win it. We've got a 10,000 share reward points from Majid Afal Tame so you can win pretty big. All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Happy birthday. We'll talk to you real soon. Okay, we'll leave it there. Let's get the music going on again. Thanks for everyone that called, by the way.
If it's worth talking about,
Hollywood status,
she's talking about it. Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Styled by PrettyLittleThing.ae. Shop this season's most sought-after styles thanks to PrettyLittleThing.ae.
All right, what have you got, Pretty Malik?
Okay, so this whole Adele saga, if you didn't know, Adele was meant to be starting her Las Vegas residency this past weekend.
Yeah.
24 hours before she hit the stage, she went onto Instagram and a very tearful message to her fans said, I have to cancel all the shows, postpone all the shows, whatever it is. Now, she says the show's not ready. Now we're hearing reports that even during rehearsals, she was in complete tears on the phone to her boyfriend, Rich Paul, shouting, sobbing. We're not sure about the nature of this, but there's another report that says she was supposed to be in this like pool of water in the middle of the show. And when that water arrived, it just looked terrible and she just lost it at the set designer. So I don't know when this show is going to be back up and running, but hopefully soon.
That's so interesting, huh? It's so interesting that this has all happened because everyone was excited. People have flown around the world to come to Vegas to be able to do this. But I guess time will tell. In the meantime, we've got Adele.
Adele
is coming to perform. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Mustafa. Yeah, Mustafa. No.
Adele.
No.
A little different than Adele.
He's a handsome fella, isn't he?
He'd still sell out, yeah. He'd still sell out.
Zendaya, Tom Holland watch. I have it for you. They have taken their romance to London. They were spotted walking outside of Tom's family home. Then they went to go see a show on London's West End with Tom's mom and his brother. So it looks like the whole family is together. So they are still very much together.
They're a cute couple.
I really like them.
Yeah.
And finally, Tiffany Haddish, if you didn't know, she was arrested for a DUI about 2 weeks ago.
Really?
She's been going through a tough time, actually, lately.
Don't tell me that.
She lost her grandmother recently. Mm-hmm. She was also very, very close to Bob Saget. He was one of her mentors. One of the first people in comedy who she really connected with. So she stopped by Jimmy Fallon's show and kind of spoke out about her DUI in true Tiffany Haddish style.
I've been praying to God to send me a new man. A good man. And God went ahead and sent me 4 in a uniform. I wasn't expecting that at all. And now I got a really great lawyer, and we're going to work it out. And I got to get my asking of things to God a little better.
Yeah, we've got
to
be a little clear.
Wow. That's not, I mean, listen, she, because she had a really hard upbringing, Tiffany Haddish. And if you don't know, she actually lived in her car for many years. And actually, Kevin Hart helped her out, like used to give her cash on the side to sort of get her going. And then
she pretended to join, to say yes to joining Scientology so she could have a job as a receptionist.
Crazy, huh? Yeah, what people do before they, quote unquote, become successful. And now she's at the top of her game. Yeah, she's doing all the movies, Netflix shows. I don't like hearing that. I mean, you know, life is such about balance and trying to balance things. And the last thing you want to do is have a drinking problem and then get done for a DUI, right? Mm. Well, she seems like a good person. Everyone that I know that knows her says she's a great person.
Seems like it.
So hopefully she gets back up on her feet and should be all right. Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home price.
626. Your chance to win coming up. All right, CK, right now, you're on Virgin Radio, The Chris Fade Show. Good morning, early morning family. It's Virgin Radio, The Chris Fade Show. Like, if you're up right now and you're listening to us, I applaud you, because you're up. You're up then more than, like, I don't know, 60% of the world right now. You know, no one gets up. The average person, I was reading a study, gets up just after 7 a.m. Mm.
You know, you only realize these things when you are not at work, like when we're on vacation, including you, who are up right now at 6:30.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, so the
average, you're up late.
Average person gets up at around 7 a.m.
That's insane.
And so if you're up at 6:29 right now, you are, I applaud you, because you've got to do something.
You're above average.
You are. We're in that smaller percentile. If you're up right now, give me a call. I just want to hear you up. I just want to have a chat to you. Let's find out what you're doing. Come on. 04-871-5544. I just want to get you. I want this early morning family that we have. Like, when it turns 7 o'clock, let's just, like, we don't talk about this side of the, like, our family.
We don't talk about what happened this hour. Well,
let's have our own little click in the morning.
Yeah. And it's like a little reward for getting up so early, right?
What?
What's the reward?
Having, being in the click.
Nah, it's not really a
being
reward.
In the crew.
I think that's like, nah.
Like, what makes life better waking up at this time?
Coffee.
Yeah. It's gotta be coffee.
Mustafa, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, mate. So you're above average, mate. Well done. Why are you up at 6:30 right now?
Thanks a lot. Well, actually, I'm going to the gym.
Look at you.
I have to go to the gym before work.
Yeah, see?
Good job. That's dedication.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Like, that's even harder.
Yeah.
And then what time? Do you go straight to work from the gym?
Well, I have to work out first, and then I have to go to work.
Yeah, do you go straight from work, from the gym to work?
Yes.
Good on you, man. Claudia is on the way to horse riding, which is cool. A lot of people go horse riding
early
in the morning.
Yeah.
So you're up there, which is good. Abhishek.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Chris, Pippi and Wally.
How are you, mate?
I'm doing fine.
So what are you up for? What gets you up at 6:30?
One, I have a really early meeting in Abu Dhabi, so I have to go for that. But I'm always a morning person, so I'm up by 6, 5:45, 6 every day.
Even on the weekends?
So on the weekends, I love going on driving early in the morning. So I'm up, let's say, by 6:30 on the weekend, so I give myself a half an hour extra.
You're just driving on your own on the weekends?
No, with friends or with like a group of car people, so...
Car people.
Off-roading or just on the roads?
He's just gone. Sorry, Ross. Sorry, mate.
All right.
Ask Sherry the question.
Do you like to off-road, Sherry?
Do I like to off-road?
Yeah.
I love going off-roading. I love it.
Yeah, nice. You wouldn't be South African by any chance, would you?
I am, in fact, South African, correct.
Yeah, that accent, you can't really tell. I find that South Africans, you could live in the UAE for 45 years and still have the best, thickest South African accent.
Yeah, definitely. It doesn't go away.
It doesn't. It's cool. So what are you up? Obviously, you're part of this percentile of up before 7 a.m. What time? What's going on in your life?
Mommy duties, taking the kids to school.
Good on you, Mum.
So early.
Yeah, good on you, Mum. I appreciate it. Good work. Miriam, up early. Why?
Hey, good morning. I'm going now for cycling.
Oh, look at you, cycling class.
See, like that takes even more dedication than just getting up to go to work.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Yeah, I wake up at 5:30 usually every day. Cycling, then I go park, and then I go to work.
Are you smashing a coffee or some type of energy drink beforehand?
Yeah, sure. A black coffee.
Yeah, you need it. You need
it. Cool. Well done. All right, well, listen, there it is. Again, the average person wakes up, according to this study, around 7:09 in the morning. That's the average.
7:09
to be precise. They averaged it out. Wow. 7:09 is when the average person wakes up. So if you're listening to this, 6:33, we'll give you an applause. Well done. Morning, 7:04. We're early right now, 7:04.
Oh, we're early. We usually do it at 7:10. What are we going to do for 6 minutes now?
What do you want me to do?
I'm trying to get you on time at the top, you know.
Mate, like, I know, yeah. You've been hitting me all morning. In radio, the program directors and all, they like you to be on time. So at 7 o'clock, you're playing the news right at 7 o'clock. I am the worst at it. I'm always like about 3 or 4 minutes over. Because I just like to have a chat and, you know, be real.
Do you think days of like the news and people needing the news at 7 o'clock is gone?
I don't know. I don't think. Yeah,
what
I think
a discussion
if it's 7:03. But now we're early, so like I don't know what to do here.
Just do it.
The pop quiz is at 7:10 every morning.
Or maybe we can just change the time to 7:05 from now on.
No, you know what's going to happen? Someone's going to get in their car at 7:10, sit down in the car, and be like, "I'm ready for the pop quiz," and it's already happened.
But someone who may leave the car at 7:07 will get a nice little surprise that we're doing the pop quiz now.
We got a message the other day saying do the pop quiz earlier anyway.
Really?
So this one's for you.
Okay.
So what are we going to do, guys? Making
just another 45 seconds of stalling here.
45 seconds, okay.
Read out some of the WhatsApp. A lot of WhatsApps coming in, by the way. 04-871-5544. That's our WhatsApp number now, officially here at Virgin Radio. Thousands of your messages come in now daily. We love this.
Oh, look at that.
Pumi says, love Virgin Radio, love Chris Fade Show, big fan.
Thank
you so much.
My computer is exactly the same time as the studio clock. That's good.
All right, we're good to go.
Give me that paycheck.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank. Download Firefly app and get to gold tier status faster. Visit rackbank.ae/Firefly. Conditions apply.
Oh, got a new intro and
all.
Yeah,
I like it.
I do like it. Hey, it's Shay. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
All right, you ready to win some cash?
Absolutely.
You got to put that energy out. Put it out. It'll come back to you, Shay.
It's out.
All right. Man, you sound exactly like a friend of mine called Sabrina.
Oh. Where's she from?
She is Moroccan. I think Moroccan and a little bit of French.
And British.
Where are you?
I'm not from any of those places.
Oh, where are you from?
South Africa.
Oh, South Africa. Wow. No, we're just talking about South African accent as well. I didn't pick that. What do you do? What do you do, Shay?
I'm a university student.
What are you studying?
Business management.
What's the dream job for you?
Honestly, I'm really into the video game industry, so working in there would be really fun.
Nice.
Yeah, smart industry to get into.
Yeah, that's lucrative.
Big money. It's always increasing. Good on you. Well, hopefully it all goes well. All right, let's get you into this type of video game. It's a pop quiz game. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it. I think you're going to do pretty good here. I think there's a chance that you could win this.
I think so.
Hopefully.
All right.
Come on, Shay.
Are we good to go? Here we go. Yeah. 60 seconds on the clock, Shay. Playing for 10,000 dirhams cash with Rack Bank. Your time begins right now. Who sings the songs Without You and Stay?
Kid Laroi.
What date is Australia Day?
Oh, no idea. Pass.
On WhatsApp, on what app did Shawn Mendes become famous?
YouTube.
True or false, an ostrich can fly?
False.
Which member of the Black Eyed Peas had a toilet accident on stage?
Will.i.am.
West Ham United are a team in which sport?
Football.
Which Brit had the single Water Under the Bridge?
Oh, I pass.
True or false, Brie Larson has won an Oscar?
True.
What company makes the phone, the XS phone model?
XS? Apple.
In 2021, a ship blocked the Suez Canal. What's the name of the vessel?
I have no idea. What, a lorry? I don't know.
What date is Australia Day?
No, not
clear. What app did you... Oh, time's up. Oh, man, I thought you were going to do a little... I thought there was a potential two yeah. more that you could have got right. You did get 50%. 500 dirhams, woo! All yours. Well done.
Thank you.
Okay, let's work our way back here. I had no idea how that Suez Canal question got in there for a pop quiz. My apologies for that one.
That's really hard.
It's called the Ever Given. The ship is the Ever Given. Which Brit had the single Water Under the Bridge? Adele? All right. Fergie had a toilet accident on stage once.
It was a bunch of a while back.
A while ago, yeah. Yes. Shawn Mendes became famous on Vine. Mm-hmm. Australia Day, if you celebrate it, is today. It's today. Yeah, it's today.
My university is an Australian university.
You should know that.
Well, you failed. You failed them. Yeah. Listen, go enjoy the 500 dirhams cash. Well done and congratulations. Thanks for playing.
Thank you so much.
All right, there it is. That's Shay trying to win the money. We haven't done it this week. Can we do it first week back? I'd love to be able to say yes, we can.
Come on.
Man, you think you have no money or you think you spend a lot. If you don't have kids and you think that, good luck for when you have kids one day.
Is it expensive?
Man, how expensive is kids? Yeah, I know, right? Some of my friends that don't have any kids, they talk about it. I'm like, dude, wait till you have kids. It all changed. I was just looking at a couple of the receipts. I just got off the phone to my girls. I usually call them between that commercial break. And I was just chatting to them. And when we were in Sydney, I got done. I realized, do you remember Doc Martens?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Of course.
These shoes, Dr. Martens, I think we all remember them. Like, they were big in the 80s. They were big in the 90s. They're huge. Right now,
that whole 90s style is like kind of
come
back.
So yeah. Both my daughters were like, when we're in Sydney, Dad, I want to get some Doc Martens. Can we get some Dr. Martin boots? They're like shoes. They're these thick shoes, right? And in Australia, supposedly they don't sell them everywhere here. They're hard to get here.
They are. Yeah.
And in Australia, there's stores of just Dr. Martens. So, you know, 2 days before we left, we were in the street and they saw the Dr. Martens shop.
Yeah.
They're like, Dad, can we go in there and get the shoes? I'm like, yeah. I took Brianna. I said, Brianna, can you just go? I'm going to go check out, I don't know, just buying some
random stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I love going to the second stores.
Thrift stores?
Thrift stores and all that. So I was just going through all the junk and all that. Anyway, I get the notification on my phone after the purchase.
Oh, my gosh. Big bill.
Two pairs of Dr. Martin shoes.
I like also, by the way, that you say Dr. Martin.
What are they? Doc Martens.
Just Doc Martens, yeah.
Professor Dr. Martin.
Professor Dr. Martin.
Well, two boots, black boots.
Mm. Yeah. Kids.
Kids. One together. The bill was 1,122 dirhams.
No, it was not. Yep.
Each shoe was around 290 Australian dollars.
Wow.
Doc Martens. I love them. Like, don't get me wrong. And supposedly they last for like 10 years or something.
They last for 10 generations. Like, they're legit, but.
Yeah. I could not believe it. When it came up on the phone, I just said, what did we just buy?
Wow.
How many did you guys get? I said, did you get a pair of shoes as well? She's like, nah, just the two of them.
Oh my goodness. That's a lot of money.
And the worst thing about it.
Yeah.
They're going to grow out of them in about a year. They're growing. They don't stop growing. So in about a year's time,
I'll be selling them.
Letting you all know. If you want them, let me know now.
Always first with the hottest E! News.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Styled by PrettyLittleThing.ae. Shop this season's most sought-after styles thanks to PrettyLittleThing.ae.
All right, what have you got, Pretty Malik?
So the Super Bowl is taking place on February 13th in California, and one of the big questions is always how much are the commercials for?
Did you see the Dr. Dre Eminem one?
Yeah, well, yeah, they're doing the halftime show.
I think Pepsi have got that one going.
Yeah, so this is kind of like the first year they've actually done a commercial for the halftime show in specific.
It was so good.
It's Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige,
Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, it's so good.
Like, it's going to be Eminem. It's going to be such a good halftime show. But outside of that, in the Super Bowl itself, the companies are really bidding to get their ads in a good place. But you got to pay the big bucks.
How much?
A 30-second commercial this year is going for $6 million, up from $5.5 million last year.
$6 million.
For 30 seconds of ad time. And most of these commercials are 60 seconds, so you can do the math yourself. Some of the commercials, we don't know all of them yet. Megan Thee Stallion is starring in the Flamin' Hot Cheetos one. Seth Rogen is going to be in the Lay's commercial.
Oh, I like Seth Rogen.
But one has just come out. Mila Kunis, Demi Moore in a commercial for a telecoms provider called AT&T. Now, if you didn't know, Demi Moore was married to Ashton Kutcher from 2013-2015.
Oh, yeah!
And then now Mila Kunis is married to Ashton. They have two kids together. So they star in this commercial where they're at a high school reunion.
Give it up for Anna!
I had no idea that we went to the same high school. We have a lot in common.
Please get off my stage.
Okay.
It's cute.
Who was that saying, please get off my stage?
The guy in the background, but yeah.
That's it. Well, I can't wait for that. Nowadays, everybody wants to halftime show.
So good. But nothing comes
out when you move your lips. All the classics. And now we're starting. They're just...
Yeah.
Can't wait for it. What date is the Super Bowl?
February 13th.
Half of us don't watch the game. It's all about the commercials and the entertainment.
Exactly.
All right, what else you got for us?
Okay, finally, an Australian radio host says he was asked to leave a luxury resort in Queensland after an awkward situation with George and Amal Clooney. So George, Amal, and Julia Roberts were there in November because George and Julia were filming a movie in Australia. And this man met Ben Dobbin and his wife Amity were on their honeymoon at the same resort.
Okay.
His wife saw Amal, took a photo, and here's what went down.
Oh, wow. This is not good. Let's have a listen here. Amal Clooney.
Unbeknownst to us, Amal and George and Julia Roberts were staying at Qualia at the exact same time that we were there.
Point.
And there is Amal Clooney sitting in a golf cart. So Amity, being a good wife, took a little photo and then sent it to me. Well, I happened to pass this on to somebody I know, and behold, it ended up on the 6 o'clock news on Channel 9 that night, and then we get greeted by the manager of Qualia, and I'll just leave it with this, that we cut our holiday short by 2 days after that meeting.
So they were kicked out.
Now, we all don't sound like that.
Do you all
but
sound
a lot
like
of
that?
Us, that's how a lot of us talk, in his time, right?
Australia. Lo and behold,
it ended up on the Channel 9 news.
Yeah, so his wife took a photo. She was coming out of the spa.
So they kicked her out. Did they kick him out?
Yeah. So
I know that resort, by the way. It's very exclusive.
So the wife was leaving. Amity was leaving the spa. Amal was going in. She goes, oh my goodness, that's Amal Clooney. Took a photo. They must have done some serious tracking to find out who exactly took that photo.
Yeah, true. Well,
and
there
like
it
they
is.
Found him and kicked him
Don't
out.
Don't be taking photos of him. You'll get kicked out.
Don't do it.
And yeah, Happy Australian Day. If you're celebrating it as well. That's what I'd like to say. See, this is how I would sound if I was on Australian radio.
But even when you first came here, you never sounded like
Yeah, never had the accent that much.
Does it differ from like state to state?
Yeah, it does. Yeah? It does. It's sort of like the UK accent. Like, you know, across England, it changes,
but
right?
But it just sounds the same to me, the Australian accent.
Does it really?
It does, yeah.
A couple of things I want to get off the checklist. Number one, you know the club that we're not supposed to be talking about? The club that we don't talk about is going to be returned, but not today. I'm adjusting to this whole new work week, Monday to Friday. So
there's a chance of rain, so it won't be very good.
So I'm just debating if we do the club that we don't talk about still on a Wednesday, or do we it on a Thursday now? Okay, cool. So that's it up there. Dash is also called through. Hey, Dash, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Doing all right, man. What's up?
Hey, what's up, bro? Like, yo, I'm just going to let my son go. We are at the gate. Have a good day, all right? Can you say, give him a hi? His name is Arash.
Yeah.
Arash.
Arash.
Have a good day, all right?
Arash, put me on loudspeaker. I'll say goodbye to him as well at school. It's like my two dads.
All right, go ahead. Say bye, Arash.
Bye.
Arash, have a good day at school, my man, all right? You're the best already. We love you.
All right, guys. Thank you for talking with him. So, yeah, I just wanted to talk about the Martins.
Yeah. I was saying that I bought my daughter's Doc Martens, these shoes, in Australia, and I was repulsed by the price that I paid for two pairs of shoes for my girls. Total price was about 1,100 dirhams.
Yeah, bro, but I wanted to say, like, you know, you got it at a pretty good deal, though, you know? I mean, over here, it's really expensive, and even in outside, like, places like Thailand, I was trying to get a pair for my niece.
Yeah.
It was coming to, like, close to $200 a pair, bro, like, you know? So I know what you're saying. It's really expensive. And yeah, I sadly had to say no, because it was just too much, you know?
It's too much. I didn't realize. If I realized how much they were, I would have told the girls, no, you can't get those type of shoes. Like, it's too much. Now, Dee has a message saying, hey, sorry to hear about that, Chris, but I got mine yesterday from Amazon for 370 dirhams. They look and feel original. I don't know. For 370 dirham, like...
Look, I just looked it up on Amazon.
Yeah, but are they...
They look great.
Are they legit?
They look great.
Are they legit ones?
I'm happy to do
but
the
I'm
research.
But I'm not sure about those. Like, I've been getting these pairs for a long time. I mean, back in the day, it was like, you know, you'd get it for even $90. Like, I don't know with the prices. Sometimes, like, whenever, like, you know, the season comes back, I think they shoot up just with the same... With the
I think so. Yeah, yeah, I think that's exactly right, Dash. But you know what? Like, shoes are weird. Like, I'm just looking at
shoes
one...
Shoes are weird.
Because one of my friends, he's come up on Instagram. It's weird. As we're talking about shoes, his photo has come up.
Right.
And he's holding a pair of shoes, and my other friend's with him and says, OMG, I can't believe that my friend has a pair of M&M 4s. They're Jordan's M&M 4s.
I wanted to say this one quickly, bro. Like, before, the Timberlands were like $80, but when Drake started wearing them, it went up to like 160, bro.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's just all marketing. These M&M 4s, the average price...
No, am I reading...
$14,000.
Am I reading that correctly?
And in the peak of it, they were at $130,000 for a pair of shoes.
That's too much.
$130,000, that's what, 400, 500, half a million dirhams.
For sneakers.
And we as humans are paying... There are humans out there paying for these shoes. One of them we work with, unfortunately. Brent Black.
Yeah.
He's not paying that much.
No, he is not paying
But he's paying
that much.
Stupid amounts of money.
He is.
For shoes.
That's his thing.
104.4. We're live here on the Chris Fade Show. Full audience today, actually.
Audience.
Yeah, it's an audience. Nala and Eddie have come from Studio 2 into Studio 1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right, now, they're only here for one reason. That one reason is this.
Stories that are weird and wonderful.
It's What's Rossi Reading.
That's true, mate. A feel-good story you told us today.
Well, it is a feel-good story because luckily the lady is fine. Her name is Tori Yorgi. Mm-hmm. She was on air, out and about, on the streets as a news reporter. She was reporting on a water main break in West Virginia when the unexpected happened. A car went past and hit her, knocked her over.
While she was, like, reporting live on the TV.
Yeah, and she just carries on. She goes, oh, sorry, I just got hit by a car.
What?
And carried on. And the news anchor in the studio at the TV station WSAZ had no sympathy whatsoever.
That's horrible.
Have a listen to the audio.
And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's perfectly okay. TV, Tori.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. I thought I was in a safe spot, but clearly we might need to move the camera over a bit. Yeah. So let me do that.
Oh, my. I love that. She deserves a promotion.
Yeah, she does.
Well, she's gained 10,000 followers on Twitter.
That's great.
So that's just as good.
Yeah.
Good for her.
So up next, we're looking for a driver to come out front of our studios. We're going to send Rossi out for a lot.
No.
It'll have to be a tough car, I'm afraid.
Yeah, the car's the one that's going to get the damage, not Rossi. Look at the size of him.
No.
All right, give me a joke, Ross.
What did the news reporter say when she jumped out the window?
What?
I'm on air.
I'm in air?
I'm on air.
Okay.
What should you name your kid if you want them to be a good news reporter when they grow up?
Anchor.
Justin.
Justin.
Anchor,
Justin.
Anchor was funny.
Justin. Anchor was good, yeah.
Because Anchor is a real name.
Anchor, yeah. That's why
my cousin's name is Anchor.
Yeah, Anchor.
Anchor. Anchor. Oh, cool.
Last one.
That's it. Thank you.
Nah, give me one more.
Nah, you're all right.
Okay.
Nah. You're all right.
Do you want to go give it a go, though? Should we do it
later?
No. Get a car here.
It hurts.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah?
Yeah. 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 Well, you'll use your car.
No way. I got a bone to pick with technology and banks.
With yourself.
Yeah, just no. All the banks need to change because of Chris Fade's one problem.
Because he can't figure it out, Rossi.
Go on then, tell us.
I have a company that you may have heard called Fade Fit.
What's that?
Snack company.
It's got snacks and scooters and vitamins. Good for you. They're everywhere. Great plug. Thanks. Fade Fit. No, seriously, though, got a couple of employees. You know, I've got employees that I pay, and it's a full running business, and I've become responsible. I guarantee, like, when you start your own business, you realize that you have the responsibility now of other people. And that's tremendously stressful. Mm. And anyone that runs a business or owns a business, you feel that. And for the first time in my life, I've begun to feel that, where you realize that you have to pay these people. So no matter what happens with the business, you've got to make sure that they've always got their salary coming through. Correct. It's so important. And we do a really good job of making sure that we're always on time, because there's nothing worse than getting paid late. And I know a lot of people, even listening to this, may be in that situation where they haven't been paid. So there I am in Australia. I'm on day 3 of COVID. I'm not feeling great.
Yeah.
And my accountant calls me up and says, hey, we're going to make the payments. So it's where we make every like that one day of the month, we make payments to everyone.
Get it all out the
way. All the suppliers, the vendors, the employees, everything. And I said, great. And when it's over a certain amount, a message, like an OTP, whatever OTP,
you know me. You have to authorize
it. You got to authorize it. So I sit there and I have to send the OTP to my accountant so it can take the money out of the account.
Yeah.
And now, I've never had to do this whilst I was traveling. Now, I'm in Australia.
I know what's coming. Go on.
He's now executed a couple of large payments.
I know what's coming. Happens to me all the time. Go on.
Okay. And he says, okay, send me the code, the token code or something. And I said, okay. He WhatsApps me. He goes, I haven't got it yet. Have you sent it? I said, I haven't received it. He goes, okay, let me try again. Accountant tries again. You get it? No. He tries one more time. Now, I do receive a message. The message is, now you've been disabled.
Oh, no.
Your token or your OTP, whatever, has been disabled. So I wasn't getting the actual code, but I did get the message from the bank saying it's now been disabled. So I sent him a message, a screenshot of, we've been disabled.
Oh,
he goes, oh my gosh. I said, let me call the bank. So I call the bank. I'm in Australia, day 3 of COVID, not feeling great. And I'm like, oh, got to do this. Call the bank. And you know when it gives you the options, like, welcome to the bank, da da da. Press 1 to talk to customer service. Press 2 for your business account. The options don't work. The 1, the 2, the 3, they just don't go anywhere. I thought, oh, maybe my phone's broken. So then I get Brianna's phone. I call from hers. Now, remember, I've got COVID here, so I've disinfected. I have to disinfect the phone and everything afterwards.
Oh, my goodness.
And I press 1, 2. It doesn't work. So there's something to do with the technology, that the options weren't working when I was in Australia. I'm like, well, what do I do here? Because now I've got to get this done. So what I do is I call my accountant. I said to him, listen, can you call the bank on my behalf? Tell the bank to call me. Say that, just give them the situation.
Tell
them to call me so we can resolve this. I need to be able to get this not disabled. What's the opposite?
Enabled.
Enabled. And so he calls the bank. He needed a 4-digit code, which I gave him, because it was my code.
Wow.
Which I was going to change straight after this, but I needed him just to get access so he could. He puts it in. He calls him. Hello, yeah, welcome to the bank. And he's like, hi, my client, Chris Fade, is his account number, da-da-da-da-da-da. He's having some issues. He's in Australia right now. Could you please call him? He's unable to access your phone, your telephone banking, or online, anything like that. We need it, da-da-da. She says, sure. He hangs up the phone. I called. He said, they're going to call you now. I get a call from the bank.
Oh, that was great.
Hi.
Quick.
Hey, this is da-da-da from the bank. I said, hi, how you doing? Great. I said, I need some help, whatever. She goes, hey, I've just got to give you we've just frozen your account.
What?
I said, why'd you freeze my account for? Because you had someone else call on your behalf and had your 4-digit code. I said, yeah, I gave him the code. Yeah, no, bank's policy, as soon as anyone else calls that's not the bearer of the bank, of the actual account, we freeze the account. I said, well, can you unfreeze it? She goes, no, you can only do that. You got to walk into a branch.
You got to walk into a branch?
Yeah. I said, well, I'm sitting here in Australia. Now, remember, this is 3 days
of COVID.
I'm day three of COVID. Not feeling great already.
He's already grumpy.
Sorry, sir. That's the protocol of the bank. You'll have to. The only way that you can unfreeze the account is that you have to come into the bank and sign some documents and show us it. I go, well, what do you want me to do? I'm not back for 2.5 weeks. I've got employees to pay. I've got vendors. I've got everything. She said, sorry, sir. That's the only way that we can do it. Get me a manager.
That's the line.
Get another phone, get on the manager, comes in, hello, sir, da-da. It was robotic.
You had to keep telling the story over and over
again. I was
again.
Getting the response of like, no, sorry, sir. I'm saying, I am sitting here in Sydney, Australia, and I have COVID, by the way.
Yeah.
I've got employees that need their money. They got to pay their rent. What do you want me to do?
Well, he had COVID as well.
Sorry, sir. The fact that you gave your 4-digit number to us and to another person, that means that we can't have a... All right, well, what do you want me to do? I said, what do you want me to do? Tell me what you want me to do. Tell me what you want me to do. Now, this process, you know how long this took me to resolve?
How long?
5 days.
No, it did not.
5 days of going back and forth. I was stuck in this room with COVID, and the only people that I got to talk to was my bank.
So what was the end result? How did you get it sorted? Did you sort it?
I had to pay everyone from my personal account.
Ooh. Oof.
Yeah, I had to use my personal account money, thankfully I had, to pay everyone.
Oh, my God.
Because I didn't want them to be paid late, and I didn't want to be bad rated with all my guys that we pay for the snacks and all that. So I paid all out of my personal account. On day 5, the bank were cool enough to say, okay, listen, we're going to do a Zoom call with you.
Oh, to see if it's like actually you.
So now there's a Zoom call.
Wear a shirt?
Yeah, I was in bed, but I had COVID. I'm holding up my passport to the camera, holding up my Emirates ID. Hi, okay. My name is Kristen Fard, account bearer. And I'm like, it's like I felt like I was a criminal as well. And they're like, we're going to unfreeze it just this one time. Oh. But as soon as you land, you have to come back into the bank and you have to show us your actual documents.
Special treatment?
And I don't think it was. I think they realized that... special treatment. I think they just realized the situation. Now, hold on. Now, can I just put it out there? Now, I've been talking for 7 minutes here on this.
I've just pictured Chris with his oxygen meter on the side.
Yeah,
his COVID.
I've got oxygen on.
Holding his passport.
I had COVID. This is what I was doing through COVID.
Did you see
am
that?
Am I wrong?
But paid everyone despite having COVID.
Yeah, but was I wrong? Like, should we not have a new process for banks? Like, what do you want me to do? Was I in the wrong? I want to hear everyone's thoughts. 04-871-5544. 04-871-5544. And to my accountant, thank you, brother, because, you know, I end up getting angry at him at once. I'm like, well, why did you just should have said it was me? Why did you put on a voice? When you were talking to the bank, if you know they're going to block me out and freeze the account.
I'm sure he didn't know that.
Yeah, he didn't know. He said, I thought we were just going to be talking to a computer. And he said he freaked out when a human answered the phone. He was like, oh, hello. Peter, your thoughts on this whole banking situation that I went through?
Hey, guys. This is Peter. Yeah. Guys, fully understand the frustration, but I'm a banker myself, and this has happened to me many a times. Cardinal rule, never give your PIN. The risk is really if you give your PIN, just in case if your account is being hacked, the bank is never going to return the money. It has happened to me. You shouldn't be sharing your PIN.
But what do I do? Well, I mean, in that situation that I was in, what? Nothing's working. I can't call them. I don't know what to do. Like, I didn't know what else I could do. I couldn't get in contact with
You being new, I think you should have a relationship manager where you can reach out directly.
Yeah, I did. I had one. I just didn't realize I had one. Now I know my relationship manager. We're really close.
Nice relationship.
Yeah, now I know my relationship manager. We're on WhatsApp with each other, and he actually did a really good job helping us get through this process.
Well, hopefully you won't have this problem again then.
Well, I hope not. Maureen, you had a similar situation with your bank in England?
Maureen?
Oh, we've lost her.
She's gone.
Shiraz?
Yes, hi. Hi, Chris. Hi, how are you?
You're in favor of the banks. The banks did the right thing, huh?
I'm a banker myself, Chris. You need to understand one thing.
Well, you guys are like a cult. All the bankers are calling up, supporting each other. I like it. Good on yous.
Oh, we want to understand our part of, like, why we've taken such steps. Because there have been a lot of scams and fake calls happening in UAE. Yeah. People are getting robbed every day.
No.
And the only thing is this, So online, they go for a Pizza Hut. There's a fake promotion for Pizza Hut. Mm. All these fast food chains, they will click on, like, to avail a 50% offer. That's all fake.
Yeah, no, I get it. Like, I understand that. But I wish, like, there was a way that you could reset it by not having to come into the branch, like what we eventually did. I feel like now, especially with this whole COVID thing, so many things are done over Zoom right now.
Yeah.
I feel like, if I can show, like what I did, showed my passport, Emirates ID, had a conversation with the person on the other end. Mm. There were three other people. It was being recorded.
We are adopting, like, these online communication. Where Zoom calls are there, we can send you a link on the Teams. You know?
Yeah. I just don't want to get to the point where you have to walk into a branch.
Yeah.
It's like, why? I mean, we're 2022 right now. Mm. Everything's on Zoom these days. Like, and that's eventually what the outcome was. But I was hoping that was one of the options. Like, hey, we'll have a Zoom call in the next 3 hours or later today,
and
we can set it up.
Yeah.
Romano, you've got a good tip here. If you are, if anyone's ever in my position, what do you do before you were to go on holidays?
Yeah, so basically what we do is there's a pay later date on the bank website.
Mm-hmm.
So if, let's say, you are planning to travel, let's say, somewhere around the 15th of the month, mm-hmm. and you know that by the end of the month you've got to pay your employees, especially your employees, what we do is we prepare the file, we upload it onto the website. There's a pay later option where you can click that. Click on the particular date that you want that payment to go out.
And it just goes out automatically
so
on that date.
You don't have to worry about it.
Exactly. Right.
That's good to know. I'll do it.
No, he's going to do it and he's going to end up freezing himself out of the account again.
Nah, I'll talk to the relationship manager.
That will just take Prissy on holiday everywhere you go.
She can try to do it. No, my relationship manager, him and I, we're going to hang out. I'm really going to form a relationship with him.
Aww,
it's going to be nice.
He's going to hate it.
Yeah. I don't think he likes me now. I got a bone to pick with technology and banks.
With yourself.
Yeah, just know. All the banks need to change because of Chris Fade's problem.
Because he can't figure it out, Rossi.
Go on then, tell us.
I have a company that you may have heard called Fade Fit.
What's that?
Snack company.
It's got snacks and scooters and vitamins. Good for you. They're everywhere. Great plug. Thanks. Fade Fit. No, seriously, though, got a couple of employees. You know, I got employees that I pay, and it's a full running business, and I've become responsible. I guarantee, like, when you start your own business, you realize that you have the responsibility now of other people. And that's tremendously stressful. Mm. And anyone that runs a business or owns a business, you feel that. And for the first time in my life, I've begun to feel that, where you realize that you have to pay these people. So no matter what happens with the business, you've got to make sure that they've always got their salary coming through.
Correct.
It's so important. And we do a really good job of making sure that we're always on time, because there's nothing worse than getting paid late. And I know a lot of people, even listening to this, may be in that situation where they haven't been paid. So there I am in Australia. I'm on day 3 of COVID. I'm not feeling great.
Yeah.
And my accountant calls me up and says, hey, we're going to make the payments. So it's where we make every like that one day of the month, we make payments to everyone.
Get it all out the
way. The suppliers, the vendors, the employees, everything. And
it's
I said, great. And when it's over a certain amount, a message, like an OTP, whatever they
are.
OTP,
you have to authorize
it. You got to authorize it. So I sit there and I have to send the OTP to my accountant so it can take the money out of the account.
Yeah.
And now, I've never had to do this whilst I was traveling. Now, I'm in Australia.
I know what's coming. Go on.
He's now executed a couple of large payments.
I know what's coming. Happens to me all the time. Go on.
Okay. And he says, okay, send me the code, the token code or something. And I said, okay. He WhatsApps me. He goes, I haven't got it yet. Have you sent it? I said, I haven't received it. He goes, okay, let me try again. Accountant tries again. You get it? No. He tries one more time. Now, I do receive a message. The message is, now you've been disabled.
Oh, no.
Your token or your OTP, whatever, has been disabled. So I wasn't getting the actual code, but I did get the message from the bank saying it's now been disabled. So I sent a message, a screenshot of, we've been disabled.
Oh, great.
He goes, oh, my gosh. I said, let me call the bank. So I call the bank. I'm in Australia, day 3 of COVID, not feeling great. And I'm like, oh, got to do this. Call the bank. And you know when it gives you the options, like, welcome to the bank, da-da-da.
Yeah.
Press 1 to talk to customer service. Press 2 for a business account. The options don't work. The 1, the 2, the 3, they just don't go anywhere. I thought, oh, maybe my phone's broken. So then I get Brianna's phone. I call from hers. Now, remember, I've got COVID here, so I've disinfected. I have to disinfect the phone and everything afterwards.
Oh, my goodness.
And I press one, two, it doesn't work. So there's something to do with the technology that the options weren't working when I was in Australia. I'm like, well, what do I do here? Because now I've got to get this done. So what I do is I call my accountant. I said to him, listen, can you call the bank on my behalf? Tell the bank to call me. Say that, just give them the situation.
Tell them
to call me so we can resolve this. I need to be able to get this, not disabled. What's the opposite?
Enabled.
Enabled. And so he calls the bank. He needed a 4-digit code, which I gave him because it was my code.
Wow.
Which I was going to change straight after this, but I needed him just to get access so he could. He puts it in. He calls him. Hello, yeah, welcome to the bank. And he's like, hi, my client, Chris Fate, is his account number, da-da-da-da-da-da. He's having some issues. He's in Australia right now. Could you please call him? He's unable to access your phone, your telephone banking or online, anything like that. We need it, da-da-da. She says, sure. He hangs up the phone. I called. She said, he said they're going to call you now. I get a call from the bank.
Oh, that was great.
Hi.
Quick.
Hey, this is da-da-da from the bank. I said, hi, how you doing? Great. I said, I need some help, whatever. She goes, hey, I've just got to give you we've just frozen your account.
What?
I said, why'd you freeze my account for? Because you had someone else call on your behalf and had your 4-digit code. I said, yeah, I gave him the code. Yeah, no, bank's policy, as soon as anyone else calls that's not the bearer of the bank, of the actual account, we freeze the account. I said, well, can you unfreeze it? She goes, no, you can only do that. You got to walk into a branch.
You got to walk into a branch?
Yeah. I said, well, I'm sitting here in Australia. Now, remember, this is 3 days
of COVID.
I'm day 3 of COVID, not feeling great already.
He's already grumpy.
Sorry, sir, that's the protocol of the bank. You'll have to, the only way that you can unfreeze the account is that you have to come into the bank and sign some documents and show us it. I go, well, what do you want me to do? I'm not back for 2.5 weeks. I've got employees to pay. I've got vendors. I've got everything. She said, sorry, sir, that's the only way that we can do it. Get me a manager.
That's the line.
Get another phone. Get on. The manager comes in. Hello, sir. Da-da. It's like, it was just like, it was robotic.
You had to keep telling the story.
Getting the response of like, no, sorry, sir. I am sitting here in Sydney, Australia, and I have COVID, by the way.
Yeah.
I've got employees that need their money. They got to pay their rent. What do you want me to do?
Well, he had COVID as well.
Sorry, sir. The fact that you gave your 4-digit number to us and to another person, that means that we can't have a... All right, well, what do you want me to do? I said, what do you want me to do? Tell me what you want me to do. What you want me to do. Now, this process, you know how long this took me to resolve?
How long?
5 days.
No, it did not.
5 days of going back and forth. I was stuck in this room with COVID, and the only people that I got to talk to was my bank.
So what was the end result? How did you get it sorted? Did you sort it?
I had to pay everyone from my personal account.
Ooh. Oof.
Yeah, I had to use my personal account money. Thankfully, I had to pay everyone. Because I didn't want them to be paid late and I didn't want to be bad rated with all my guys that we pay for snacks and all that. So I paid all out of my personal account. On day 5, the bank were cool enough to say, okay, listen, we're going to do a Zoom call with you.
Oh, to see if it's like actually you.
So now there's a Zoom call.
Wear a shirt?
Yeah, I was in bed, but I had COVID. I'm holding up my passport to the camera, holding up my Emirates ID. Hi, my name is Kristen Fard, account bearer. And I'm like, it's like I felt like I was a criminal as well. And they're like, we're going to unfreeze it just this one time. Oh. But as soon as you land, you have to come back into the bank and you have to show us your actual documents.
Special treatment?
I don't think it was. I think they realized that... special treatment. I think they just realized the situation. Now, hold on. Now, can I just put it out there? Now, I've been talking for 7 minutes here on this.
I've just pictured Chris with his oxygen meter on the side of his COVID.
I've got oxygen on.
Holding his passport.
I had COVID. This is what I was doing through COVID.
Did you see
that? Am I wrong?
Paid everyone despite having COVID.
Yeah. But was I wrong? Like, should we not have a new process for banks? What do you want me to do? Was I in the wrong? I want to hear everyone's thoughts. 04-871-5544. 04-871-5544. And to my accountant, thank you, brother, because, you know, I end up getting angry at him at once. I'm like, why did you just should have said it was me. Why did you put on a voice? When you were talking to the bank, if you know they're going to block me out and freeze the account.
I'm sure he didn't know that.
Yeah, he didn't know. He said, I thought we were just going to be talking to a computer. And he said he freaked out when a human answered the phone. He was like, oh, hello. Peter, your thoughts on this whole banking situation that I went through?
Hey, guys. This is Peter. Yeah. Guys, fully understand the frustration, but I'm a banker myself, and this has happened to me many a times. Cardinal rule, never give your PIN. The risk is really if you give your PIN, just in case if your account is being hacked, the bank is never going to return the money. It has happened to me. You shouldn't be sharing your PIN.
But what do I do? Well, I mean, in that situation that I was in, what? Nothing's working. I can't call them. I don't know what to do. Like, I didn't know what else I could do. I couldn't get in contact with
You being new, I think you should have a relationship manager where you can reach out directly.
Yeah, I did. I had one. I just didn't realize I had one. Now I know my relationship manager. We're really close.
Relationship.
Yeah, now I know my relationship manager. We're on WhatsApp with each other, and he actually did a really good job helping us get through this process.
Well, hopefully you won't have this problem again then.
Well, I hope not. I hope not. Maureen, you had a similar situation with your bank in England?
Maureen?
Oh, we've lost her.
She's gone.
Shiraz?
Yes, hi, Chris. Hi, how are you?
You're in favor of the banks. The banks did the right thing, huh?
I'm a banker myself, Chris. You need to understand one thing.
Oh, you guys are like a cult. All the bankers are calling up, supporting each other. I like it. Good on yous.
Oh, we want to understand our part of, like, why we've taken such steps. Because there have been a lot of scams and fake calls happening in UAE. Yeah. People are getting robbed every day.
No.
And the only thing is this. So online, they go for a Pizza Hut. There's a fake promotion for Pizza Hut. All these fast food chains. They will click on, like, to avail a 50% offer. That's all fake.
Yeah, no, I get it. Like, I understand that. But I wish, like, there was a way that you could reset it by not having to come into the branch, like what we eventually did. I feel like now, especially with this whole COVID thing, so many things are done over Zoom right now.
Yeah.
I feel like if I can show, like what I did, showed my passport, Emirates ID, had a conversation with the person on the other end. Mm. There were three other people. It was being recorded.
We are adopting online communication. Where Zoom calls are there, we can send you a link on the Teams. You know?
Yeah. I just don't want to get to the point where you have to walk into a branch.
Yeah.
It's like, why? I mean, we're 2022 right now. Mm. Everything's on Zoom these days. Like, and that's eventually what the outcome was. But I was hoping that was one of the options. Like, hey, we'll have a Zoom call in the next 3 hours or later today,
We
can set it up.
Yeah.
Romano, you've got a good tip here. If anyone's ever in my position, what do you do before you were to go on holidays?
Yeah, so basically what we do is there's a pay later date on the bank website.
Mm-hmm.
So if, let's say, you are planning to travel, let's say, somewhere around the 15th of the month, and you know that by the end of the month you've got to pay your employees, especially your employees, what we do is we prepare the file, we upload it onto the website. There's a pay later option where you can click on the particular date that you want that payment to go out.
And it just goes out automatically
so
on that date.
You don't have to worry about it.
Exactly. Right.
That's good to know. I'll do it.
No, he's going to do it and he's going to end up freezing himself out of the account again.
No, I'll talk to the relationship manager.
Either that or just take Prissy on holiday everywhere you go.
She can try to do it. No, my relationship manager, him and I, we're going to hang out. I'm really going to form a relationship with him.
Aww,
it's going to be nice.
He's going to hate it.
Yeah, I don't think he likes me now. What you wear to bed can determine the type of person that you are, your personality. Is that right?
Yeah, and it differs between men and women. So I'm just going to go around the room and ask everyone what they wear to bed, and I'll tell you a little bit about your personality, and we'll see if it's true or not. Is that okay?
Okay, all right.
Should we start with Ross?
I don't know. I know what Ross sleeps in.
How do you know?
Well, we did room together in LA, let's be honest, as duvet.
When we lived in LA for many years ago.
Okay, so Rossi, what do you wear to sleep so that I can figure out your personality?
I don't know if you want to know.
What is it? Tell me.
I'm saying nothing because that's exactly why.
Oh.
When I go to sleep.
All right, I have something for you.
What?
Can you not
weren't
do
doing that?
That
back in 1992.
Don't do that into the microphone.
It didn't seem to be a problem in 1992.
Oh, no, it was a problem. She said we lived in that studio apartment. We had nowhere to go.
Yeah, well,
that
studio apartment became 70% mine and 30% yours.
Well, if you're a man and you're like Rossi, and that's what you wear to sleep at night, you are creative, high-spirited, quick-tempered. Yeah,
this is all true so far.
And you have great confidence in your ability to achieve your goals. At work, you're known as an idea man.
Correct.
Who can quickly grasp the complexities of a problem. Get out. Easy. And readily find a solution.
Problem solver.
Nah. This is Rossi when there's a problem. He will repeat every sentence that you have just said to try to understand what the problem is.
Yeah, it's so true.
And he doesn't understand.
Like Rossi, we don't have. Yeah, see? Repetition. Well, I mean, I think a lot of that was true, though. I mean, yeah. Some of that did actually make sense. Pretty, what about you?
I'm a t-shirt girl.
Okay.
So it says, I'm generous and warm. I make friends easily.
Yeah, yeah.
Playful in your relationships. People confide in you knowing you're trustworthy.
Yeah, that's so true.
Makes sense?
That's so true.
That's okay. Legit, that one, 100%. Yeah.
Chris?
Here we go.
Are you like Rossi?
Nah.
Okay.
I'm just wearing like, you know, my briefs.
Boxers.
My boxers.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm shirtless, so, you know.
Why fronts?
What?
Nothing.
Okay. According to this, you're good at details and you like order in your life. Very true.
I'm so like that, yeah.
You're warm, friendly, and caring. Most of the time. Mm. You remember birthdays, anniversaries, and other important dates. No, you don't.
Your birthday, September 14th. Rossi.
That's my mum's birthday.
Oh, sorry. I always think about your mum.
Excuse me.
Sorry. I really do have her on my mind sometimes.
Hey, this is actually like
your
true.
Your mum.
Are you guys done?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's that. Anything else you'd like to know?
I want to know Eddie. Eddie's, please.
Okay, Eddie.
Eddie, what's your sleep in, big? Is that a uniform?
I knew that was coming.
Inside joke.
I knew that was
inside
coming.
Joke.
That's such a funny joke. That's so inside. It's so inside. I forgot it.
I knew that was coming.
Okay. What are you sleeping though, Eddie?
T-shirts.
Just a t-shirt.
Yeah, okay. Just a t-shirt.
So nothing for men.
Nothing else.
Just stop
T-shirt
talking.
And trousers.
Yeah. Well, trousers.
Trousers. Okay. T-shirts. You are a down-home kind of man. Not easily impressed by superficial people or material possessions.
That's true.
You're mellow, slow to anger,
and
enthusiastic at work.
Well, what do you know?
That's spot on.
You are so slow and mellow and just chilled.
Chill.
Yeah, wow.
And you like uniforms.
Yeah. Stop it.
Just real quickly, I feel like you wear a pajama top and set. Like, you wear like a set?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay, so, is it like childlike or is it like just regular flannel pajama types?
I'm not gonna lie, it's childlike.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse going on.
Okay, that's fine. So, Nala, you like the warmth of a strong, safe relationship. You're reliable and steady at work.
That's true. She's very reliable and steady. Now, she is looking for a man.
A safe relationship.
So feel free to send through your WhatsApp pictures and then a quick bio about yourself and we'll see.
We'll check it out.
You okay with that, Nala? Oh, no. Okay, no, don't send them.
We can look at them, though.
I think that was a pretty spot on,
right?
That thing.
Yeah.
That was very, very on with all our personalities.
Yeah. Rossi, the idea man.
Correct.
There we go. I just want you guys to remember what Rossi goes to bed in.
A lot of people are like that.
That's not my reaction. That's Liz. That's Liz's.
Excuse me. She loves it.
Virgin Radio 104.4. That is it for us. Wednesday, halfway through the week. Yes, it is now. So we've got, what do we got? Thursday, Friday, still to go. I'm adjusting to these new Monday to Friday work weeks. Hope all is good. Sheena's up next with all your favorite hits, and she's commercial free, which is absolutely fantastic. Tomorrow, we're back. Your pop quiz returns. And if you didn't hear, we're going back to school. Pretty Rossi and I. We are sitting for our end of year school exams.
Yeah.
So we've got a bit of a practice run tomorrow.
Well, we need to prepare for this.
Are we going to be able to pass? I don't know. I'm worried. I am truly worried. That's tomorrow. Have a great day. Don't forget, happy Indian Republic Day. Happy Australia Day if you're celebrating from myself, Chris Fade, and the team.
Happy Burns night last night for all the Scots as well.
What was it?
Burns night. I have no idea what it is, but
all right.
I ate haggis anyway.
Happy Burns night as well from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.